Everything is a gift. It just doesn't always match what you expected. One of the things that most people lack, I have in abundance. It's not all good. So don't envy me just yet. First, I was born in premature. Very premature. Less than 2 pounds of body weight. I was fed formula, because, I guess, the hospital thought it was a good idea. Or my mother didn't want to provide breast milk. So I developed a daily/nightly vomiting thing. Ugh. I was, as it turned out, dyslexic, and slightly autistic. Which isn't, of course, dyslexia is on the autistic spectrum. I would consider myself learning disabled. They considered me stupid. When I was about 7, my father entered the room where my mother was beating me. My father said, "Don't beat her head, she is already stupid." I was also severely nearsighted. Got glasses when I got 9. Finally I could see the blackboard. Yeah. Also when I was 9, 1956 happened, a CIA-financed uprising, basically a civil war. We had no food, skull and thigh bones were painted on our door, meaning we were slated for extermination. My brother and I went down every morning and scrubbed the door clean. One day I was sitting in the upstairs window when 2 thugs noticed me and used me for target practice. I fell backwards. The shots shattered the mirror behind me, but I wasn't hit. I went into a coma-like state and was there for 3 days, I was told. No doctor, our regular doctor fled the country. I already had my glasses. But one night I fell on it and a fragment pierced my eye. My left eye. In the midst of shooting, my mother was forced to take me to the hospital so they can remove the glass shard. Horror story after horror story. But there is more. And I won't bore you with all. I'll just mention a few more. When I was in the 3rd year of a 5-year study to become an architect, I spent a big chunk of the semester in hospitals. So they pulled me out of the class. But I realized that unless I stay in, I'd probably never be able to return. So I begged every department head, and they relented. This meant completing a 14-week semester in 2 weeks. I did, but I came out of the experience with brain damage. I had another one some 30 years later and yet another one another year after that. And this is what I really wanted to talk about. A dude on Quora accused me of lying. He said it is not possible to increase one's IQ. I dared to differ, but I forgot about the brain damages, and one of the laws of thermodynamic, a closed system, when pushed too far to disorganize, will reorganize itself on a higher level to prevent itself from falling apart. Obviously these are my words, my understanding of the law. Now that I Google it, it doesn't seem to say that, but asking source, what I said is true. So it happened, 4 times, as my brain reorganized itself to deal with the sudden impact, almost causing it to disintegrate. So this may be my secret of raising my IQ with so many points. Atherosclerosis. But in my experience, in my practice, people's IQ depends a lot on many more mundane factors. 1. Plaque. If your brain is covered with plaque, then your brain will function way below its original physical capacity. 2. Unuse/disuse. If you don't use your brain much, it will atrophy. Like muscles. Most people don't use their brains. The whole brain program is an effective remedy for that. 3. Your tendency to live inside the mind. The mind is not the part of the brain participating in the intelligence tests, and doesn't contribute to your intelligence. You live inside the brain because you are stuck in some victim story. And who isn't? Right? 4. Your cells are drying out for lack of life, coherent water. In the work I do with my students, we actually attend to all 3 reasons why your brain doesn't perform as it could. When people are unwilling to get unstuck, I habitually remove them from my programs, temporarily or permanently. I am not in the business of trying to help everybody. I am in the business to develop a technology of turning turnip-like humans into human beings. The people I remove are able to get unstuck, but not willing. Their agenda of being right, or some other agenda, like making me wrong, is stronger than their innate desire to become all they can become. Some, very few, recognize that they are not willing, and they leave on their own. Very few. Most people hang in there. Because they still see hope. Hope for a life worth living, hope for a life that they can live powerfully. For that you need a good, functioning brain, and a realistic relationship to what you can and what you can't do with it. But even more important than that, and solid understanding and an ability to bring it to bear, that there is nothing wrong in reality. There is nothing wrong in my life, although much of it was dramatic. There is nothing wrong with having your brain almost fall apart. There is nothing wrong with you, with others, with life. It is what it is. If you cannot internalize it, everything that seems wrong is your creation and you have everything to say about it, you don't get to stay in training. How else can you experience diminished intelligence? You see, for most people, even just staying somewhat intelligent is a big issue. Worry, anxiety, poor sleep, high expectations, disappointment, inflated ego, being too easily offended, blaming, feeling like a victim all reduce your coherence and therefore your intelligence by far. As is behaving like a jack in a box. Having your machine trigger happy. What is your machine? What triggers it? We learn these in my program. At the present time, I don't have any openings for new people in my live programs. But you can do your preparation work if you are serious about becoming all you can become. You can take care of your brain health. To remove the plaque, you need an energy audio, big bundle, and a nightly dose of unprocessed sesame oil. Why sesame oil? When agitated with the energy audio, the sesame oil has a unique ability to gently and slowly dissolve the plaque, wherever it is in your body. In your arteries, in your veins, or on your brain. Gently. Anything that is more drastic than that creates an opening for the broken off plaque, creating a blockage in a blood vessel, and causing a bigger problem, a stroke, an embolism, or an heart attack. The audio itself is not enough. The sesame oil itself is not enough. The combination is perfect. I saved my life this way. My students got smarter and healthier this way. The sesame oil doesn't taste that good. Using the audio is annoying. This is the price you pay. Nothing is free in reality. If you are not willing, tell the truth and don't pretend. Not to yourself, not to me. It's okay. Nothing wrong. I surely don't care. Should I? But if you want to dissolve the plaque, here is a link to the audio. Get a free headset when you buy the big bundle. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/big bundle. I have found a source or two for suitable sesame oil too. Email me for the links. Not all sesame oil dissolve plaque.